Welcome to the village. Down with the village, bro.
Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Lady J, what's up with you, baby? How you doing?
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady J. I'm in the house. I'm back.
That's right. She is back. This is exciting.
Right? Like, I had to come back on the mic to talk about Black Lightning. It's hot. It's what's up.
It's hot. It is definitely a hot show.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, let's just go ahead and jump right into this, man. You know, we actually got people that have tried to tune in. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Kia, hey, boo.
What's up, Kia girl?
All right. Missy and my boy, Kev. A few people tuned in. Anybody on the village? Nope. Yeah, no one on the village. That's okay. That's okay. So let's try to, you know, get you in a little bit more here. But
I'm doing the best I can. In a minute, I'm going to have to sit on your lap and it's going to be a different kind of show. So, Facebook don't want all that. We good. Let's just keep popping before we get this cracking for real, for real. I'm just saying. Like, it's bedtime. It's like, it's time. Like,
girl.
He's like, don't threaten me with a good time.
Don't threaten me.
Good night, Facebook Live.
And that's the show, damn it. That's the show. Go ahead and log this bitch out.
And that was a wrap.
But all right, Village, we are live. We're here to discuss episodes 1 and 2 of the show Black Lightning on CW.
Right.
We'll be here weekly reviewing this show as well. So, just stay tuned. So let's jump right into this. First of all, episode 1, we meet Principal Jefferson Pierce. If you guys remember the character from...
Ain't nobody watching it from back in the day. Ain't nobody reading a comic book, so let's just...
No, I'm not even talking about that. Oh, okay. That show from Living Single, from Living Single.
He was Scooter. He was Khadijah's boyfriend.
Love interest, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Scooter. So, but he's grown up, got the grown man suits on. That lets me know I still have hope.
All
right. Working on myself a little bit, you know. Eventually, I'll get the t-shirts and stuff up. So one of the things I initially saw about the first episode, how it directly dove right into dealing black issues and dealing with the police.
Mm.
That was one of the first things I noticed. Like, one of his really good friends is a high-ranking police officer. And what I noticed, their relationship and him dealing with other police officers, you know, and dealing with the community that's torn with, you know, number one, we're hurting each other. And number two, you have the police on the outside trying to do their jobs as well. So that was one of the very, very first things I noticed.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting how they addressed that so quickly, because it's obviously it's something going on in today's society. So,
and I think that it also, it was a really good segue into why Black Lightning needed to come back onto the scene, you know?
So, and it definitely was, that's very accurate, why he needed to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a...
It was a really good segue. I can't leave you on the... Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
You got to mute that if you're going to do that. It's okay. You live and learn. Live and learn. But no, just the way that it kind of drifted into that, it was absolutely amazing. Just for the simple fact that, like I said, we deal with this day-to-day basis anyway. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely happy that that came. And like you said, Black Lightning needed, like, right. a black superhero.
Right.
You know, and it's not just about fighting police. It's about taking care of each other. That's what I think this is really about. It's about representing us taking care of each other.
Mm.
You know, taking care of our own dirty laundry, for lack of a better word. Mm. And also another thing that I really loved was the black parenting. You know, they were a couple, married. His abilities, Black Lightning's abilities kind of led to their divorce, for lack of a better word, or their separation. The spouse did not want to, she did not want to deal with the long nights and the potentially him not coming home, things of that nature. And that's very understandable. We were talking about that earlier. You said earlier how you understand how she feels.
Mm.
And I'm like, I understand how he feels.
I understand both. I understand how, and you know what? We'll just segue into that as we get towards episode two.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that what I did appreciate from the first episode was I appreciated them being able to show co-parenting at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, oh yes, we can co-parent and do it well.
Yeah.
And be successful at it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it definitely that was perfect for me.
Right. And I like the fact that they still was loving on each other. Like,
oh,
they so into each other and like trying to be separated. I'm like, y'all be better off just trying to work it out figure out how to do this Black Lightning Mary thing.
Yeah.
You know, versus this, it just seemed like it's hurting them more to try to be separated from each other and do this co-parenting versus being together and just, you know, trying to.
Because you know how they say some people try to force love, where they're forcing separation. That's all I keep getting out of that. They're forcing separation in their relationship. Definitely. So that's why I was like, man, like, y'all just need to figure it out and go from there.
Yeah.
So, so in episode one, the other thing that I did notice, it shows the intelligence and the beauty of being black.
Mm.
Right, it's not a bunch of like just like reality TV show stupidity. You have a black man educated, he's a principal, he speaks intelligently, his wife is intelligent, his daughters are intelligent. The youngest daughter, she's a teenager, she's gonna do dumb stuff just like any other child does, right? She's drinking, smoking, all kinds of stuff like that, partying, going to clubs she shouldn't be in.
I mean, she's kind of like a preacher's kid, if you think about it.
Yes.
Right?
She's kind of PK.
She's kind of PK a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? And so she's doing a little rebellion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she's doing that. Oldest daughter, she is, I'm going to say it like this.
She's like a teacher.
She's like, no, this is what I was going to say. She's a younger female Malcolm X.
Oh.
She literally is like, this ain't going to work the way you want it to work. All the speeches and the grand statements you make, it don't mean nothing unless we get in the streets and we take it back ourselves.
You know, I think that, so what I did like about the show is that they showed both sides of the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they showed one side where everyone's like, look, we need to go back to the roots and we need to take back our streets. And then they also showed the diplomatic side of the situation, like, you know, taking it back the streets the way you want to isn't as helpful as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did a really good job in episode one at showing both sides of that coin.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like
that there are people who believe in the diplomacy, and then there are people who believe in the activism. Right? And I think one of the hardest things in the show and in real life is where you pair those two down at.
Agreed. Because you have in some cases, it's one extreme versus another extreme.
Right.
You know? And the question is can you take those two extremes and find a middle ground?
Right.
You know? And I think that's going to be a conflict within the show itself between Black Lightning and his daughter. I think that's going to be an issue.
Oh, as the show goes on.
As the show progresses and grows,
right.
I see that being an issue.
But maybe not, because it sounds like diplomat Mr. Pierce right?
Yes, diplomat. But she's not a diplomat.
Right, but he's not a diplomat when he's Black Lightning either.
Yeah, but he tries to play the diplomat.
Yes, but as in episode two, it clearly became real clear, like, you know what? I can't be diplomat anymore. Like, that's not helping me.
Okay.
And that's not helping my people.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Right?
That's definitely not... Yeah. No, I agree 100% with you on that statement.
So if he continues to play the role as Mr. Pierce, then he'll continue to be the diplomat. Mm-hmm. But if he's playing the role as Black Lightning, then he's on her side.
Yeah. And I agree. He's definitely going to be on her side. He's definitely going to push that. Mm-hmm. But to a degree... I think the spouse, his beautiful ex-wife or wife, whatever their current situation is,
mm-hmm.
I think she's going to be a major factor.
Lynn has always been a major factor.
But, I mean, in regards to him fully coming back, episode two, we'll jump into that in a second, he's back, he's Black Lightning. But a woman can make you weak.
Right, and that was the reason why that's the reason why he came off the scene the first time.
Yeah.
That's the reason why Black Lightning went into retirement, because she was like, I'm not good. I don't like the Black Lightning. I can't lose you to this. Da 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 da.
Mm-hmm. And that's what is a factor that to me can play in his mind. Mm-hmm. Right? I think that can play in his mind in regards to if he's all the way in. Mm-hmm. Because right now, I think what we saw in episode two was kind of an anger outburst.
I think what we saw in episode one was that, can I play both roles? Can I be the diplomat and mm-hmm. Black Lightning at the same time?
Yeah.
Right? And I think...
In episode two, we saw more of I'm done being a diplomat.
Right.
Let's go ahead and get it popping.
Right. And knowing that in episode two, like, you know, viewers, if you haven't watched the show, first, let's back up for a second. Let me give you some... I'm going to give you my version, who I'm not a huge, you know, like comic book fan. So let me give you my version of what's happening. Black Lightning is a superhero. He comes into his own. He does really good about cleaning up the neighborhood, cleaning up the city he lives in. And then he gets married. They have a baby. Wife is like, this Black Lightning thing, I love you. I love Black Lightning, but both can't coexist at the same time. Because each time you go out, it's probably similar to the way cops, wives that have wives of cops and wives of military people, active duty military, I bet you that's how they feel too. Just this fear of, I don't know if today's going to be that day that I get the call mm-hmm. that you're not coming home to me.
Yeah.
Okay? Or having to deal with the aftermath or what you're like after you've been out and then come home.
Mm-hmm.
And so for her, Lynn said, you know what? That's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it kind of alluded to that.
Right.
During the first episode, when he was on the ground, like bleeding and whatnot, and she had to come in and nurse him. And, you know, that's a rough thing to have to do for someone every night.
Right.
You know, you coming home late as it is.
Right.
She's stressed out because you out there doing, I mean, ultimately she knows, Lynn knows that this is right.
Right.
But it still doesn't feel right within her.
Mm-hmm.
So she asks him to stop. He stopped, right? Put the suit away. But then you see the crime rate go up.
Right.
You see these children are being taken by gangsters and hoodlums. And that's not what he wanted. That's not what he wanted. He was trying to get rid of all that, and it's making a comeback.
Right.
And it when it affected his family, when they took his daughters, that's when I knew. I said, okay, he's got to come back and let himself be known.
I mean, but isn't that how things work? Like, we can play a blind eye in real life, not just, you know, this TV show, but we can play a blind eye, or we can, you know, be like, oh well, you know, it's poor them. That they have to experience this, poor them that they're going through this. But, you know, me, I don't have to experience this. It's not my experience. Like, I empathize with them. I mean, I sympathize with them, but it's mm-hmm. not my experience.
Yeah.
And so he held that space like, oh, I can sympathize with these people, but it wasn't my experience. But when his experience became what they were experiencing, then it was a whole different level.
Yeah.
Right? At mm-hmm. that moment, he was like, wait a second. You got my babies.
Yeah.
right? Like at that point, he was like, "Look, I'm taking the boxing gloves off. No, mm-hmm. no longer Mr. Pierce. Mm-hmm. Black Lightning's coming to get my kids."
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you saw in the first episode. You saw him saying, "I'm going to use all I have to use to be able to get my babies and bring them home safe."
That's it. Right. That's it. And I think episode two, you see him, like I said, the diplomat comes off and he's mm-hmm. realizing, you know what, my city's mm-hmm. in trouble. I can right. no longer stand by with this gift that I've been given.
Right.
Because it's a gift, right? You can no longer stand by and simply say, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. Right. No, you are a part of this, whether you want to admit to it or not.
You know, I think the mom that, her name was LaWanda, who she had that she said the same. She says, "Why is it that your kids got saved and my kids get to stay?"
That was a key.
And
right
I was
there.
Like, "Ooh, I know." That was like, "Oh, that's so crazy. That's a powerful scene mm-hmm. when she says, if all of us ain't free, then we ain't free."
Yeah, right? And she's 100% accurate on that. 100%. If all of us ain't free, then none of us are.
Right.
And so, you know, he's living, like he said, "I'm, you know, want to take you and live in, behind this white picket fence and stuff like that." But that's not reality.
Right.
That's not a reality that right. he can ever live
right.
because of who he is and what he can do.
Right.
Now, if you want to go ahead and just take tuck tail and run and leave the city, that's a whole different animal.
Right.
But to live in the city and go through this day by day and see what's going on and do nothing about it,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem.
Yeah.
So go ahead, babe.
No, keep going. That's it.
Okay, so what I was going to say on episode two, like I said, he went and the LaWanda, she was like, "Look, your daughters got rescued. Why can't my daughter be rescued?"
Right.
And then
I'm sorry, can I interrupt for a second?
Go ahead.
LaWanda was reckless.
Baby.
Look, I get that she was desperate. I get that she was desperate to try to save her daughter. But baby, when I tell you, you was reckless and you went about that all the wrong way. You know,
mm-hmm.
but I guess that's that when you are desperate, you do desperate things
mm-hmm.
and you don't think clearly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not rational or nothing. But I was like, wait, it's LaWanda's folks. How come ain't nobody went and got her?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said, "LaWanda, can we talk about this for
girl?
A second?" Right. Ain't nobody said, "Girl, what are you doing?"
Yeah. You leave these men's alone. They crazy.
I mean, I guess the police officers did, and I guess if the police can't stop her, then, you know, can't nobody stop her, right?
Right. But with that in mind, though, babe.
I don't know.
As a woman, right, and our babies is all you got left, I think you'd be a little reckless, too.
I get it. Look, I see it from a lot of different standpoints. I see it as reckless, but I also see it like you're not rolling up at the Walmart and doing some sneaky stuff at the Walmart, you know what I mean? Where, like, there's a lot of people to see you or whatever. You up in the hood spot,
mm-hmm.
right? You know the things that go down in the hood spot. How
yeah.
you gonna be up in the hood spot like, "Hey,
yeah.
with my video camera, like,
mm-hmm.
watch, look, and I'm gonna, like, record you." Like, I ain't gonna even be sneaky with it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be, like, down here below the tape, below the steering wheel trying to record. I'm gonna be bold and sneaky. You reckless.
Yeah. You're right. She was definitely reckless. But again, as a parent, there's a certain level of recklessness
right.
that comes along with, "I got to get my child back."
Hold on for a second. Can we stop for a second? Her daughter's been gone for 5 months.
That's still
my
daughter.
You just now getting reckless?
Well, okay, let's be honest here.
Look.
She's not, okay, so she didn't, okay, she got reckless within very recent time, right? For sure.
Because Black Lightning came out, all of a sudden you guys, it gave you some, and look, I'm playing devil's advocate. I get it, y'all.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. There's no way that my kids be going to be gone, one of my kids, or five of them, it don't matter. It don't matter that they're going to be gone for 5 months, and I'm just going to be like, "You know what? I think I'm going to get reckless today. I'm going to be a fool from day one." Fool. F-O-O-L.
Hmm. I don't know. He's talking to you, baby.
Hey, Papa. That's my goddaddy.
All right.
In Tennessee.
All right. Hey, sir. I've never met him, so I don't know. I've never met him. But, okay, so back to episode two. And we kind of talked about it earlier, how the actions versus praying for a better tomorrow.
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't work.
I mean, prayer works.
It does.
I'm a believer of prayer.
But
I believe prayer without action.
Yes.
That's just me.
Faith without works is what? Dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Faith without, that's it.
Yeah. And so this was the other thing in episode two, and we can kind of start wrapping it down here. Mm-hmm. The daughter is a lesbian. The oldest daughter is a lesbian. Mm-hmm. But you know, one of the things that I loved about it, about how they showed her, it wasn't like we have to break down lesbianism. We have to break down what a lesbian is. She was in the bed with her girlfriend making out, and that was it. Mm. And here she is. Boom. And then you hear Crest's character.
Who's Crest?
Principal.
Oh, Pierce.
Black Lightning.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Pierce. When the detective came over to the house, he was walking his dog. He was like, oh, yeah, she's over there at her girlfriend's house. Like, I don't even know the girl name or something like that. Mm. Like, it wasn't even a big deal. It was just like, yeah, my daughter's gay, so what?
But I think the part that I think bothered me about the scene wasn't that she was gay, but more so I think what bothered me was the fact that the girl was like, we've been dating for a whole year and you don't even know my parents. Obviously, the girl ain't been around her parents enough for them to know her name. They was like, what's her name? Is her name China? China?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, man, I don't know.
Yep.
You know? And so that part I think is like, that's bothered me a little bit.
I'm over here trying to go back to flip all the different screens.
Like, I'm loving it. It's okay. So I think that's the part that bothered me. I'm definitely, I'm always impressed with the, when they bring in characters that have different lifestyles into the, mm-hmm. into mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that there's a lot of people in the world who struggles with a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that, that is interesting when they're able to kind of bring that in and kind of
integrate them.
And that's the word. Thank you. Yeah. Integrate is the word.
And the other piece is, she also has abilities.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's still coming into that. She's coming into her abilities and figuring out what's going on. Right. So
I
now
think she just figured out at the end.
Well, yeah, she definitely when she look. If this is a spoiler here. When she threw old boy, I was like, oh.
Oh, she is a,
like, I, like, I thought the cashier was going to be like, hey, boo, hey, go ahead, girl. This is on me. You can go ahead and take them pills.
I thought she was going to say,
hey, yeah. It's on the house.
Look, she was like, I don't even need them pills. You take them pills back.
You can go ahead.
I can sleep now.
Yeah, I can go ahead and get that off. But I think the bigger piece of that is we have a black female lesbian superhero.
Right. And what I like about her is that she's femme.
Yes.
Right? Because I think in the African American community, one of the things you often see is you see a masculine woman with a femme woman. And so I think that I definitely like the fact that it was two femme women together.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's maybe a little bit more STEM, maybe.
Either or, it doesn't matter, but she's still
right.
She's not like a hard
overly masculine.
Yeah, woman. She's not hard. Like, and honestly, it would be okay if she was. I don't care. I don't judge, whatever.
Well, it's not about judging, but I think that's not a picture in the African-American community that is often depicted for us.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about, like, a lesbian couple, that's not the couple
because
that
you
think looks like.
When you picture, you know, just my personal experience, when you think about black lesbian couple, you, the quote-unquote, the stud, and then quote-unquote, femme.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just how it works,
right.
And that's not what this is. It's two very attractive young ladies, mm-hmm. and they care for each other. Yeah. Now, like you said earlier, you ain't met your mama. Your mama don't know
my
name.
But that's a relationship stuff.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing going on in itself. So, but as a whole, I'm definitely impressed with the show, mm-hmm. And I think definitely this all ties into. If this show does well, Black Panther, the movie does well, dude, we can start seeing, I think we could start seeing more people of color getting these prominent roles.
In comic book series,
and just movies in general.
Yeah.
If you think about African Americans in movies, how often are we the gangster?
Right.
Or the shop owner? Or
right.
the baby mama?
Or the villain, or
yeah, or something like that. You know, or the Asian person is the professor. Or right. the, you know, whatever the case,
the stereotypes,
basically. So, you know, it would be nice for this to not just open doors for black actors, but for all actors of color.
Yeah.
Period. You know, I don't want to see Indian actors just playing these, you know, Punjabi type, I don't know the word, Exactly. I don't want to see that.
Right.
If I mean, I get it. Those roles are necessary.
Because but there are also other roles.
But there's other things they can do. Right. So that's something that I want to see. Lady J, anything else you want to say before
we
wrap it up?
Can we have a quick conversation for a second about the soundtrack?
Oh, girl.
Baby.
I already told you.
Like, this soundtrack is so fire. Like, I was like, oh my God, they just opened up with like 500. I'm ready. I'm ready for the soundtrack to drop. Between this and the soundtrack for Black BP? Panther, like, I don't even know what. I'm in love.
Black Panther is going to get all my money.
Well, let's stay focused.
Just saying.
I wonder if they're going to, you know, this reminds me. You remember how when Empire first dropped and I was like, man, the soundtrack for Empire was so hot?
Yeah.
I think I'm hoping that they would do the same thing for this show too. They'll release a soundtrack for it because this is really good.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least put the list out and you can go download or whatever the case may be. Yeah. But I'm definitely loving it. I already told you, girl. If be more little babies running around here, keep messing with me.
What does that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying. Just want to let you know. Put you on notice. That's all I'm saying. Just putting you on notice. Just saying.
Oh boy, you're a hot mess. Hot.
So anyways, Village, we've been with you guys for almost 30 minutes now, and this is pretty much what this show is going to be.
Yeah.
Expect the Black Lightning review show on today's Wednesday.
Yes.
As soon as we watch it on the CW network. We don't watch it live. We just don't. We're not able to watch it live.
So wait, I want to shout out to our unofficial sponsor that they don't even know that they're sponsoring us yet. Okay. Hulu.
Yes. Yeah. They're gonna come along.
I want to shout out to Hulu for unofficially sponsoring this show for our Black Lightning review. Thank you, Hulu.
We don't watch it on Hulu. We watch it on CW. But okay.
Is that who we're watching it on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dang! Is it the CW?
It's the CW because the show's not even on Hulu.
Oh, sorry, Hulu. Maybe next time.
Yeah. CW, yeah. Show that love.
I was trying.
Look, hey, Jesus loves you. So anyways, baby, anything else before we wrap this up?
Nah, that's it.
That's it? Okay. So, Village, if you want to get a hold of us, I am at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. The Mrs. at Loving Chanel.
Don't tweet me. Don't get at me. Because I'm not getting back at you. I'm just saying.
You're the worst.
I'm just speaking my truth. I don't even know how to get on Twitter anymore. I just let you know how much I'm on. I don't even think I have the app on my phone.
Wow. Show can be heard through Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be seen on the YouTube channel and Tumblr and Google Plus. Phone number 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Subscribe to the show. If you guys simply just subscribe to the show on Crowdcast, create a Crowdcast account. It takes like 5 minutes. And subscribe to the Welcome to the Village podcast. Right? Every time we get ready to go live, every time something pops off on us, you'll get the notification and you can just tune in. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I would love to see everybody tune in to Crowdcast and give us your thoughts there. We can bring you on screen. You can talk to us and stuff like that. Right?
Yep.
So there it is. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. Advertisements available through Fiverr. We're working on that. Etsy page, search W2TV for Etsy. We have shirts, wristbands, all those good things. So hit us up. Baby, this is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Sorry, guys. It's so late, but
yeah,
you know I got jobs with an S.
Yeah, which is why we won't be doing the reviews on Tuesday nights because we just both getting in kind of late and she's got late and I got late and so Wednesdays, you guys will get the weekly Black Lightning review. And until then, baby, great show. Mr. Hughes, thank you, sir, for tuning in. We see you still with us. Thank you so much.
Love you.
All right. And we thank you all for tuning in. As the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night, everybody. Bye.
You're rocking with the village. You're rocking with the village. Get it.